My story is inspired by Kim Lee. 40 years ago, it's hard to believe that it's 40 years, my friends and I were driving up from New York City to Boston. And it's a long ride, and we're telling stories, and it's boring, and we're telling more stories, and we're talking about our families, and we discover some similarities. We're all children of Holocaust survivors. You know, there's two different kinds of survivors in terms of how they raise their children. Some of them told everything all the time. You'd get a piece of cake and it would bring back a memory about how there was no cake, there was no food, there was starvation, deprivation. Every event brought back a story and was told over and over. The other kind of Holocaust survivor parent never told anything and it was buried under the rug. Mine was that kind of family. But it all comes out on this car ride to Boston. And we realize, 1975, we've got something there. Nobody was talking about the impact of the war on the second generation. So we decide we're going to talk about this in front of a tape recorder. We're going to make an article about it. Eventually, it becomes a book, the first book by about children of Holocaust survivors. And just before it's published, I show it to my mother. And she says to my father, "Setz dich hin, sit down in the living room and read this." And like Kim, I was terrified what his reaction would be. It was a half an hour that lasted for days in my mind. But eventually he looked up and there were tears in his eyes and he said, "I never knew it affected you. We tried to raise you as an American child. We didn't want you to know, we didn't want you to experience what we did." That event opened up my father's communication to me, and I'm very glad that before he died, I was able to record the whole story and now have that for our children and for others. In the spirit now of Mark Thistle, I have two legacies from that to share with you. First is that tragically sometimes history repeats itself. And I think we all need to think about that and perhaps what we might be able to do to minimize it sometimes. But secondly, please, please, tell your children, tell them before it's too late. Thank you.